constantly varied functional movements performed at a high intensity. That is the definition of CrossFit. In the word intensity, I'm going to dissect a little bit more and have this discussion on why it's important to not always go 100% every single day. So the word intensity is, I mean, it's pretty obvious of what that means. If you think of a conversation being intense, I don't necessarily think it as a good conversation. If you say a conversation is an intense conversation, slightly think as there's an argument going on. Or a lot of people think every single workout that we do in the gym in CrossFit is intense. And you may agree or disagree, but it's all just relative. It all just depends. Like, there are days where it is very difficult. Your intensity level is super high, but there are days where it's not so high. And it just depends on, one, did you sleep enough? Did you eat enough? How is your stress level? There's a lot of things that can make, can like give you the ability to push harder in a workout or not push harder in a workout. But that's not even what I want to get at today. What I want to talk about this intensity level is that you guys should not, you should not be going 100 to 110% in the gym every day. Why? Because if you guys were able, or you did go 100% every single day, you would be injured. Our bodies are not capable, and we are not superhumans to be in order to go that hard every single day. Even ask Amanda. Ask Amanda Barnhart if she goes 100% every single day, and her answer would be no. There are some days where she can push harder and some days she can't, but it really depends on her recovery. To be honest, there's a lot of factors. Recovery, what she ate day prior, stress levels in her life. I mean, really anything, guys. Like, anything could interfere with your ability to push 100%. So just because you can't and you do not have the physical capability of being 100% every day, we're going to look at this in a different perspective. And this might be a new concept to you, or it might not. And if it is, just kind of keep an open mind. If it's not, then just, you know, hang tight, listen. So there are days where I will ask you guys, or us coaches will ask you guys to slow down. And these will be practice days. So meaning you should be flawlessly moving, depending on what it is. And you'll typically see these type of workouts on high skilled days. Like, for example, Wednesday, we had the overhead squats, the three rep overhead squat from the racks, and then 50 overhead squats in the Metcon. So if you're somebody who is not good at overhead positioning, there is 100% no reason you should ever push an overhead squat. Like, I would not go up to somebody and say, quicker, 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 drop faster, if you did not have the ability to control that bar and hold it overhead with that shoulder stability. You just won't do that, because it should not happen. So those are going to be days where it's more of a practice day, where instead of pushing your limits, pushing your body, pushing your heart and lungs, I'm going to ask you to push your mind. Maybe that's you pushing shutting off that ego a little bit and dropping the weight and moving perfectly. Or that's you really concentrating on stabilizing or whatever you need to work on. Since we're all so different and we have different things that need to be worked on practice days, let's back off just a little bit and, move better. Because if you don't practice the movement perfectly, how are you going to do the movement heavier? How are you going to do the movement faster? It takes practice, and practice makes perfect, right? So those are going to be practice days. Then There are some days you'll come in and I'll say today is a competition day. So these are typically going to be benchmarks. Why do we do this? To test our fitness, to test our progress. So you guys can see that you are getting fitter, that you getting into the gym and grinding through each day and getting up early or coming right after work, and sacrificing like happy hour with your buddies, that this is working. Like, your time and your effort is working and you're getting fitter and you're getting healthier. So competition days are important because it just eases your mind that all this hard work is working. All right. So those would be competition days. So like benchmarks for those who are a little bit new mean like Fran, even Murph can be a benchmark, because we typically only do it once a year. And if you're newer, it's really cool to see that you absolutely smash your time from the year prior. So benchmark, like the 2K row for time's a big benchmark. So something that we'll see over, not over and over and over, but maybe two or three more times in a year would be a benchmark. Then we have mental toughness days. So today is a mental toughness day. I wrote it on the board. So for those who came into class, you guys saw this. Mental toughness days are typically going to be very low skilled days. So like the deadlift and wall balls today. Yes, if you're brand new, you're going to be thinking a little bit more than someone who's been here for a couple years. I've been doing CrossFit for 10 years and I don't typically need to think a lot when I deadlift because it's so natural to move well. On a deadlift, it's so natural for me to stay on my heels to keep that bar back and keep my back flat. Some of you guys are really working on keeping your back flat, so it's a little bit different. But typically, a deadlift is a low skill. Same thing with wall balls. It's just do work. Just grind through some stuff. So mental toughness days, we're going to ask you to push the envelope a little bit more. Strengthen your mind, because that is also an important aspect of CrossFit, is like, not only is it strengthening your body, we're strengthening your mind. So on mental toughness days, you might find a coach saying, I want you to do bigger sets on wall balls today. I want you to try something you've never tried before, because you never know unless you try. So those would be mental toughness days. So I just find this super important, and all of us coaches do, because we want you guys to be able to continue to be physical in the longevity of your CrossFit life or whatever you want to do to stay in shape. Like, it's important for us coaches to know that you are moving well, having fun, and staying safe. And if you guys are pushing yourselves day in, day night, then the chances of you getting hurt are super high, and we don't want that because we love you guys around and we want you guys moving well. We want you guys feeling great, and backing off some days is healthy. It's good. You don't need to kill yourself every single day. You don't need to check your Apple Watch and have burned 700 calories after your workout every single day. It's just not necessary. And it's not good for the longevity of really any sport or any workout regimen. So that's my little snack podcast today. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend, and I will see you or hear from you next week. Bye.